Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present Exploring the White House, Inside America's Most Famous Home by Kate Anderson Brower. Performed by Patricia Santomasso. A note before we begin. For maps, a timeline, a list of presidents and first ladies, and more, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. Or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/exploring the White House. Living in the White House is like being on the stage, where tragedies and comedies play alternately. And we, the servants of the White House, are the supporting cast. Lillian Rogers Parks, White House maid and seamstress, from 1929 to 1961. Introduction. Can you imagine what it would be like to live in the White House? The 55,000 square foot building located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the heart of Washington, D.C., is the country's most famous house. It has been home to 43 presidents. Only George Washington missed out on living there because it hadn't been built yet. And Grover Cleveland was the only president to leave and return for a second term 4 years later. So he was lucky that he got to live in the White House twice. In 1800, President John Adams and First Lady Abigail Adams moved in. Since then, dozens of children have lived in the White House, and one baby was born there. Esther Cleveland was born to President Cleveland and his wife, Frances, in 1893. It may seem glamorous, but it's not always easy to live in the public eye. Lucy Baines Johnson, a daughter of Lyndon B. Johnson, who was president in the 1960s, called the White House a public fishbowl because she had almost no privacy, and she felt like people could look in at her every move. Behind the scenes. The White House is home to just one famous family at a time. The building is the country's most powerful and longest-lasting symbol of the presidency. The nation knows the residents of the White House, the first family, but few know about the dozens of people who work behind the scenes to keep the president's house running. The resident staff rarely get any attention. In fact, most people have no idea they exist. And that's exactly how they like it. The members of the building's supporting cast are its permanent employees, the approximately 100 residence workers who stay on from one administration to the next, regardless of political party. These are chefs, florists, ushers, housekeepers, butlers, engineers, painters, and more who work to make the White House comfortable for the first family. They work long hours. They often sacrifice their personal lives to serve the first family with quiet, awe-inspiring dignity. They do not care if they are working for a Republican president or a Democrat. They treat every first family the same. It's not just a job. It's a calling, and many consider it an honor to serve. Meet the staff. I have been interested in the White House and the people who work and live there since I became a reporter for Bloomberg News during President Barack Obama's first 4 years in office. In my job as a reporter, which was very exciting, I went on trips with the president and the first lady and traveled on the president's plane, which is called Air Force One. Technically, any plane the president is on should be called Air Force One, but really there are only two planes high-tech enough for the job. There are two planes, so that one is always ready whenever the president needs it, even at the last minute. When reporters travel with the president, they often become so distracted with the stories they are working on that they forget how historic it is to be sitting on that famous plane. I can remember first hearing the giggles in the press cabin on board the blue and white Boeing 747-200B, as about 20 of my fellow reporters and I caught a glimpse of the Obama's fluffy and playful Portuguese water dog running down the aisle from the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?